Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day. Welcome, everybody. Today's episode is going to complete the fifth principle of leadership and we have been doing a series of five. And today is the fifth principle of leadership, which is I am grateful for everything. And I almost think that every week, Danny, you and I say, this one's my favorite one. I know that four is your favorite one, but man, I got to tell you, they are all such gold. And this one, I am grateful for everything, it's just such a good one. It is so great. For those of you who are just learning about this podcast or have met me since the pandemic, or I should say post-pandemic, before the pandemic, I was working for a company called the Gratitude Training. So gratitude as an emotion, gratitude as a way of being, gratitude as a virtue, all things gratitude are very special to me. And I love speaking into gratitude. And I have a 10-year history of working for that company. And I never not think of them when we talk about gratitude, because my whole career launched because of that transformational training company, you know, really. So I have deep love and gratitude for this topic. So let's jump right in. I would love to hear your take or what comes up for you specifically when we talk about being grateful for everything.
Well, if any of you have seen my posts, on almost every post that I put on social media, at the bottom, I put, I am grateful for everything. And what that is to me, especially on a leadership level, it's like kicking it up a notch, because it's acceptance. I'm grateful for this moment because I am a leader and I am choosing to be grateful in this moment. I could choose other ways of being. I could choose other lenses to look through, and I choose to be grateful. I look through a lens of gratitude. And this for me in all situations, and for example, for myself, I've been able to connect with so many people through the last 13 years. I've been a personal trainer, you know, going through those moments where, you know, you get close with someone and they open up and like, hey, this is the point where I gave up on myself, or this is the point where I started just eating crap and didn't care anymore. Did it like you, there's always something that happened, right? And so luckily, and I say that luckily, every time a client has opened up to me in 13 years, I have also been through that thing. They're like, but you're the happiest person ever. Yeah, because that thing happened. And look where we're at today, right? Because I've been through so much, I'm able to connect with so many people and have people feel not alone and feel supported and feel, hey, there's a bright ass light on the other side, and then get to be on that journey with them. So I'm truly grateful in every moment, because even if I don't understand exactly what's going on, and I don't need to, because the universe is pretty dang smart. So I'm just going to be like, I trust you with that. So I know that it's for a greater purpose. And that's a choice that I make. And yeah, even this past week, you know, super sick, had to cancel a bunch of plans with my birthday week. I could be like, wah, wah, wah. Or, you know, as I was laying there feeling sick and stuff, okay, so cool. So I have this downtime. What do I get to deep dive on? Like, what is my lesson here? There's just always room for growth. And I was grateful for the sickness, because something beautiful is going to come out of it because I say so. So I think it's a different level of acceptance, and then truly on a soul level, being grateful for the moment that you're in. So grateful and present and appreciative. And then the bigger picture. That's what I am grateful for everything means to me.
Beautiful. I hear you speaking into trust too. There's a lot of trust with the presence. Like, I'm going to trust that the universe has me, or when I say universe, of course, I mean God, Buddha, Allah, love, Krishna, whatever it is that you believe in, insert your belief, but the trust that I'm taken care of on a trust with a capital T level. So that's beautiful. You speaking into acceptance always makes me want to throw this in. So this is a mastery level of acceptance, is acknowledging whatever is in the space, owning whatever is in the space, and then loving whatever is in the space, or we'll say having gratitude for whatever is in the space, because what else are you going to do? This is all part of our journey. This is part of the journey. Now, I'm not saying, again, don't have emotion about it. And getting to gratitude might take a moment, but it's 100% possible, which throws back to the second principle of leadership, which is 100% possible 100% of the time. So again, I want, because this is wrapping up the series of principles of leadership, I would be remiss if I didn't speak into how, one more time, they all fit together beautifully like puzzle pieces. So you might not be in that I am grateful for everything the moment something is over, but with trust, patience, with presence, you're okay. You know, if all needs are met, you can find gratitude in the moment. I might be heartbroken. I might have, you know, whatever happened. I lost parents. I've lost animals. I've gotten fired from jobs. I've quit jobs. I've broken up with people. I've been broken up. Whatever the scenario is, even in the emotion of that and the drama of that, or the grief or loss or whatever, frustration, whatever it is, honestly, if you can pause and understand that all my needs are met, you can find gratitude in that moment. So I love this. I do want to read the distinction of gratitude, the way that transformation has it. Because again, there's several layers to gratitude, which I absolutely love. So the first level is gratitude as a state of being and a state of mind, which is then similar to joy, in which we have an understanding or deep connection to an experience that everything is as it should be, trust, and we're grateful for what is. It's one of the highest states of consciousness. Gratitude brings us to the present moment and creates an egoless space. It is foundational for the experience of abundance. I mean, even that, we could break that down. So we're speaking into trust, we're speaking into being present, and then speaking into stepping into a space of abundance, which is huge. The next one is gratitude as a way of being. That allows us to celebrate what is without comparing what is to what is not. It eliminates resistance, judgment, and disempowering comparison without eliminating creativity, imagination, and our connection to the abundance of the universe. And then gratitude is an emotion that arises as a deep appreciation, again, for what is. So a state of being that is a result of the recognition of our foundational connection with all of life. And then here's my favorite quote on gratitude, which is, gratitude is not only the greatest virtue, but the parent of all others. And that's a quote by Cicero. And again, for all of the old school people, whoever attended the gratitude trainings, that quote used to be on the front of the notebooks that we would hand out. And we don't really get into virtues on this podcast, and maybe we should, because it's beautiful. It's beautiful. So there's so many levels or layers to gratitude that we could speak into it all day, really. You know, Danny and I love this Brené Brown book, Atlas of the Heart. And so what she says about gratitude, she says, gratitude is an emotion. If we want to experience its full power, we must also make it a practice. And then she says, over the past two decades, the research that is that despite the catchy phrase, an attitude of gratitude, gratitude is a practice. It's tangible. An attitude is a way of thinking, and a practice is a way of doing, trying, failing, and trying again. So listen to that. The attitude is the way of thinking, and then a practice is a way of doing. So in the be, do, have model, you can step into gratitude as a way of being, and then also, even on a foundational level, a state of being. And then gratitude is also, can also be the doingness, because you can practice gratitude and show gratitude. And then the result also can be gratitude. So listen to how mind-blowing that is, right? In the be, do, have model, it's beautiful because it's all three, which is just a really cool conversation to have for me, because I just geek out on stuff like that. So she says something really similar to the distinctionary. Gratitude is an emotion that reflects our deep appreciation for what we value, what brings meaning to our lives, and what makes us feel connected to ourselves and others. Gratitude allows us to participate more in life. And going back to the abundant piece, the more that you can be grateful for, the more you find to be grateful for.
Gratitude is also very empowering, because you're making a choice to step into or be in or experience gratitude. And human beings are a context, and we get to author moment by moment what we are the context for. And so if we choose to show up in a context of gratitude, what is possible? Oh, I'm going to kick it back to number two. 100%. It's possible 100% of the time.
Again, let's kick it back to number four. You know, my commitments and goals and vision are what dictate my actions and not my circumstances and all of those things. If my vision or my goal or my commitment is gratitude, there's no other thing, right? Look at your face. Because the commitment can be gratitude. The vision can be gratitude, which leads into the conversation that you can have a goal. So let's distinguish a goal versus a vision or commitment, because you can be committed to a goal, but also the goal can just be a stepping stone on your way to your bigger commitment. Who am I today? I mean, but do you hear that? It's just such a beautiful conversation. So if you get committed to gratitude, then you let that dictate your ways of being and your action. Again, be do have, then your outcome is always going to be something that you're grateful for, something that you can appreciate on a deep level. That's how you win life, my friends. So commitment, you know, I know because we talk about, at least with the collective unconscious, when you think about a vision or a commitment, you get committed to the end goal, which makes sense. Like if you're committed to gaining this much muscle mass or losing this much weight or saving this much money or whatever it is, that's actually, you know, that can be a really great goal. But the commitment is much deeper than that, or the vision, you know, your vision for the world. So if we keep that in a beingness state, then all of the other stuff becomes just an outcome, which is great because we also want really amazing outcomes. But the result is going to be much deeper.
Living in that gratitude mindset, that way of being, as we discussed, it's acceptance of what is. So that means you are present. And you know what the present is chock full of? Joy. So it also gives you access to joy in every moment.
Absolutely. And it's a practice. Going back to what you just said, if you can be present to what is, staying in gratitude is going to allow you to focus on what is versus what is not. And that's a big one. That's like our natural throat. Comparison.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
There you go. Thank you. Anyway, I love this. Thank you for listening to this. I really enjoyed the series, The Principles of Leadership. I know it was a 5-week series. I really enjoy that. So if this is something that you want to see more of and you like the ongoing series, please let us know. If you don't like those, please let us know. And I want to cater to what it is that you want to see, what you want to hear, what you want us to dive into. So if you have topics, reach out and let us know what they are and go out and do something amazing just because you say so. And that is all I have. So thank you everyone for tuning in.
Bye.